Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 226. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I've got a great episode for you today. It's something that really defines me. And I think, honestly, it's kind of why I just tend to be very happy-go-lucky. Like nothing seems to get me down for long. So I want to pass this along to you. And it's definitely at my own expense. I've got a funny, embarrassing story here to illustrate what the mindset is, but I'll hop right into it. But real quick, I did want to say thank you for the amazing feedback on the short guided meditation I released last episode. I've done a couple of those before, kind of the chill, down tempo, really focused episodes. I'm more of a upbeat house music guy, and you know that if you listen to the music and mindfulness collaborations I do. But this episode was pretty special. It was kind of just on my heart lately, this topic of almost relationships. So I wanted to share it with you, and I'm glad I did because the feedback has been crazy. Interesting enough, so many of you have been saying that it made you cry. I'm not in the business of making people cry, but it was, you know, people are crying in a good way. I think that's the power of self-awareness. So I'm grateful for all the feedback. I'm grateful that you listened. I'm grateful that we're all in this together, living and learning, and then living and learning some more. So I'm grateful for that, and that's the vibe. So be sure to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't. If you want a good cry, you could do that. If you just want to see what the hype is about, you could do that as well. And feel free to drop a 5-star rating and review on the podcast if you enjoyed it or you just enjoy the podcast. But I appreciate you regardless. And also, be on the lookout because next week my new book is coming out. And I'll just say that if you're single or thinking of becoming single, this book, this journal concept will help. So that's all I'll say, but really excited for you to see what I'm talking about in a week. But let me hop into this episode here. So here's the headline for the mindset that I want to talk about today. It's that if you want to love yourself in life, if you want to develop Kanye-like self-confidence, if you want to live without anxiousness weighing you down, without insecurity pulling you back, you need to learn to laugh at yourself. Laugh at yourself. And before you jump to what I mean here, I've done episodes in the past on the need to laugh more in life. With friends, being goofy, being carefree. I've also done episodes on why you need to not be so serious all the time. And I stand by both of those. But this topic is a bit different. It's like really specific. I'm saying learn to laugh at yourself. And this is a vibe. It's a vibe. This is more than just like being that guy who cracks jokes. It's more than being goofy. It's more than being the first one who's willing to do something and look stupid. It's more than having silly dance moves or just like being a carefree person. This is literally just learning, training yourself to have your first reaction to be to laugh at yourself. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at how serious you take your stumbles. Laugh at how absurd your expectations are for yourself. Laugh at how unrealistic your desire to be perfect is. Laugh at how random life can be and how unlucky you can be sometimes. Learning to laugh at yourself is a legit superpower. And I really don't think it's hyperbole to say that. And I really don't think it's hyperbole to say that it's the key to just being happy in life. And, you know, personally, I'm telling you that the more I learned to react to the BS in my life with laughter, the more I learned to laugh at myself first rather than to go to a place of frustration or self-criticism or assumption, the more I did that, the more I learned to love myself. Simply put, love myself. And when you love yourself, it's game over, right? That's how you get your confidence, your vision, your peace, love, all wrapped up in one. Learning to love yourself. So I don't want to say this is a big deal, but you know, it's kind of a big deal. You learn to laugh at yourself as your reaction in life. You learn to love yourself. So I wanted to take this brief episode to convince you, to try to convince you to laugh at yourself more. I want to try to convince you to train yourself to make LOL your gut reaction instead of self-doubt. So that's what I have for you in this episode. And the reason I wanted to do this episode, or rather what reminded me that I wanted to do this episode, I told you I've got an embarrassing story for you here. So this is kind of like this story I shared a while back. That one was where there was a miscommunication at the doctor's office for an exam. And instead of popping my shirt off for the exam, like I was told, your boy got butt naked, you know, just a little miscommunication, but that was embarrassing. But this is like embarrassing in the era of COVID, in the era of virtual conference calls. And so the other day I was on a Zoom call, a conference call for a project I'm working on. I think there were like six of us on the call. And for the beginning of the call, I was mostly in listen mode here, just kind of listening to what other people were saying. And we were basically debating what to do about something. We were debating basically whether we should just go with the flow and see what everyone else was doing before we made a decision. And one of the women on the call said, she goes, should we just finger in the air, wait and see, and then go? Or should we try to get out in front of this? Finger in the air means like just go with the flow. Like finger in the air means to see where the wind is coming from first and then deciding what to do. And so we debated that for a while. And then it was kind of like my time to give my POV on this. And I kid you not, for some reason, I was on autopilot or something, but I said, I chimed in and I was like, yeah, you know, I feel like if we adopt this approach and just put a finger in the ass that we'd miss out on the great opportunity. So that's what happened. I said finger in the ass, not finger in the air. And it got a laugh from the group, I suppose, but I quickly corrected myself. But you know, it was definitely done. The damage was done. But then again, you know, I can't be alone in having the occasional Freudian slip. But anyway, I said that it happened. I did that. And you know, I talk for a living and I did that. And you know, I was thinking about that. And I think old me would have been like absolutely mortified by this. You know, I'm talking crawl in a corner and just die mortified. But honestly, and I'm not saying this to prove a point or sound cool, but it really didn't bother me in the slightest. I just laughed at myself. And I didn't laugh at myself as like a coping mechanism to like mask my embarrassment. I laughed at myself because I was like, man, that's just classic me. That's just classic case. Like, it is what it is. And I laughed at myself because I'm not perfect. I can't be perfect. You know, it's my bad. It is what it is. It'd be like that. You know, I laughed at myself, frankly, because I love myself. And having a slip up like that doesn't change that fact at all. It doesn't make me doubt myself. And it certainly doesn't make me jump to some crazy conclusion like I'll never make it, that I keep screwing up, that I won't be successful because sometimes I mess up my words. Nah, it's like my gut reaction is to just laugh at myself. I laugh at myself. Not because I'm some clown, not some like make me a bicycle clown kind of vibe here. Nah, I do it because I've learned that I'm just too hard on myself. My expectations of myself are unfair. My expectation of perfection is unfair. My knee-jerk reaction to criticize myself, to gang up on myself, it's not fair. It's not fair. And I've learned that training myself to laugh at myself snaps me out of that. It takes me off autopilot and it just makes me realize that I'm allowed to mess up. I'm allowed to not always hit a home run. I'm allowed to not get a standing ovation. I'm allowed to not be perfect. So that's me. That's what I've learned to do. And I say just laugh at yourself as often as you can. It's like replace your knee-jerk, normal, everyday reaction to criticize yourself with just trying to laugh at yourself. I think it's the perfect way to remind you of the self-love you're capable of showing yourself. So that's what I've got for you today. to try to convince you to laugh at yourself. At yourself. That before you doubt yourself, before you jump to a conclusion of how much of a loser you are for losing a deal, before you assume that you'll never be some Rico Suave kind of character, before you like scold yourself for not saying the right thing or not doing the right thing, before you beat yourself up for forgetting something important, laugh. You just try to laugh. And you do it for the right reason. You laugh because it's unbelievable how your expectations are so high for yourself. So you laugh. Laugh at how inconsistent you can be sometimes. Laugh at how you can end up doing exactly what you said you didn't want to do, but you did it. Laugh at how you totally flubbed what you wanted to say. Laugh at how ridiculous your expectations are for yourself. At how you thought you needed to be a certain way, but you actually didn't. Laugh at how much you realize you have to learn. It's before you doubt yourself, just laugh and then go from there. I promise if that's your starting point, you're going to find yourself doubting yourself less. It's taking that knee-jerk reaction out of the equation. And bigger picture, again, like I keep saying, I seriously think that learning to laugh at yourself is the key to learning to love yourself. And that's a cheesy thing to say, but it's so true. It's so true. And, you know, I was thinking about this and I don't know if it's just me, you know how like lots of parents for some reason think that LOL means lots of love, and that could make for some awkward encounters before they realize that. Like you tell them, hey, like I got a flat tire, or I totaled the car, or I lost my phone, and they'll be like, oh, stay safe, LOL. And you're like, what the heck? What? That's rude. Because they think it means lots of love. But in this case, LOL means both. It means lots of love and it means lots of laughs, like, or laughing out loud or whatever you want to say. It means both, because LOL directed at yourself means lots of love directed at yourself. I really mean that, you know, and if you could train yourself to believe that, I think you're going to free yourself. So I say laugh at how inconsistent you can be. Laugh at how unreal you can be with what you demand from yourself. Laugh at the randomness of life, how unlucky you can be sometimes. Just try it. That the next time you find yourself tempted to doubt yourself, doubt your ability, your worth, your direction, just try to laugh at how absurd your expectation is of yourself, that you're never going to fail, that you're never going to stumble, that you're never going to mess up. I say just give it a try. And, you know, don't do it just because I'm telling you to do it. Like, think about the role of laughter in your life. Like, what's the one thing that really bonds you together with your friends? It's laughter, right? It's laughter. Well, it's also like if you hate the same things or hate the same people, that bonds you too. But it's laughter, right? It's laughter. That's how you bond with someone else. That's how you grow a connection with someone else. And it's the same with yourself. When you laugh at yourself, that's how you bond with yourself. Like laughter is bond. And I'm telling you that if you're struggling right now, if you're struggling with self-confidence, if you're struggling with doubting yourself, if you're struggling with, you know, your dating life, I say just try this. Try to train yourself that the next time you feel tempted to scold yourself when you mess something up in a meeting, the next time you feel like you have no game on that dating app, the next time you feel that you're boring and you have, you know, no chart topping talent, the next time you feel like you're a failure because you don't have seven figures in a bank, just say LOL. Just laugh at yourself. Not because you'll never get those things, not because you're laughing to conceal how you feel. Feel how you feel. Feel frustrated. What? But don't jump to a conclusion. Just laugh at how unrealistic your expectations are of you right now. Laugh at yourself because you're too hard on yourself right now. You're being an asshole to yourself right now. You're being unrealistic right now. Laugh because you're not perfect and there's no need to expect yourself to be that right now. You know, finger in the air, finger in the ass, who cares? Who cares? You know you're working on growing. You know you're striving for more. You know you're putting in the work and you'll get there. But in the meantime, back off. Back off yourself. Love yourself. Laugh first and doubt second. Not the other way around. I think it's tough to doubt yourself and then try to repair that with some laughter or some self-love. Really try to flip the script. Really try to train yourself. That's all mindset is. Mindset is just training yourself. It's just making a decision. And I think you could train yourself to flip those around. You start with self-love. And I think the most human way, like I mentioned, the most human way to do that, the easiest way to form a bond with yourself is to just react with laughter the best you can. The best you can. That when you feel yourself gearing up to doubt who you are, your worth, anything about you, replace it with knee-jerk laughter. Just try it. I don't think I'm like crazy here. I don't think I'm oversimplifying this. I've been doing this for a long time. I've laughed at myself in the midst of having an absolute meltdown. I've laughed at myself after losing a huge deal at my job. I've laughed at myself after having like the 100th issue with my upcoming book. I've laughed at myself after recording an entire podcast episode only to realize the mic wasn't recording. You know, I've laughed after spilling coffee on my white shirt 5 minutes before a huge meeting. I've done it all. And I do it because I really think it trains you to loosen up, to laugh at the absurdity of life, the randomness of life. It trains you most of all to remind yourself to love who you are before you doubt who you are. Oh, and bonus round, it also trains you to see the world around you in the same way. So that if you can learn to love yourself and laugh at yourself instead of going to a dark, self-loathing place on autopilot, you start to see the world and other people in the same way. You're annoyed less. That like when you're walking and someone hogs the sidewalk, when a car cuts you off, when your coffee order is wrong, when someone shows up 15 minutes late to a meeting, when you're ghosted, when someone flakes on you, like when those things happen, you can chill and you can see the world in the same way that you see yourself. That's with more love and understanding. And you could just laugh. You could just hit them with an LOL and move on. You hit yourself with an LOL and you move on. And that's laughing out loud, and it's also lots of love. Thanks, Mom. So that's it. That's the vibe. It's a mindset. It's a choice. That laugh. Laugh because you don't have everything figured out right now, and that's okay. Laugh because you're too hard on yourself. Laugh because you're just human. And laugh because it bonds you with you. It heals you. Laugh because it makes you realize that you're not really lost. You're just being too hard on yourself. So that's it. I just want to leave it right there. Something simple. And just say LOL. LOL. Laugh as often as you can. And I'm confident you'll start seeing what I see. And that's we're all too hard on ourselves. We can figure anything out we put our minds to. Maybe not today, but we can. So don't put so much pressure on yourself. Growth is a journey and we don't need to have it all figured out right now. And most of all, no one else cares. So I say mess up as often as you want, stumble as often as you need to, because the only reaction that matters is your own. And if you can learn to replace self-doubt, self-hate with an initial reaction of laughter, that becomes a powerful daily reminder of self-love. And with that, like I said, you become unstoppable. That leads you to having that self-confidence, that self-esteem, and just a sense of calm and power that you are capable of living every day. So I say LOL, live your life, and I'll leave it right there. Hope that was helpful. I hope it gave you something to think about. If it did, I'd love if you'd share the episode with friends or share the podcast with friends, whatever you want to do. I appreciate it. It means a lot. And as always, let me know what you think. My DMs are open. You can text me. You can tag me. You can comment. I really do try to read and engage with as many of your questions, DMs, tags, shares as possible because I appreciate you. But that's it. Thanks so much for listening, and until next episode, I'm out.